Will you please to turn to the book of Acts?
请我们翻到《使徒行传》。
Acts chapter 13。
使徒行传第十三章。
Verse 36a。
第三十六节的上半段。
Acts 13:36。
使徒行传十三章三十六节。
For David, indeed, having in his own generation ministered to the will of God.
大卫在世的时候遵行了神的旨意。
And will you please turn to Exodus?
我们再翻到出埃及记。
Exodus chapter 8.
第八章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Exodus chapter 8, verse 1.
出埃及记八章第一节。
And Jehovah said to Moses, Go unto Pharaoh, and said unto him, Thus says Jehovah, Let my people go, that they may serve me.
耶和华吩咐摩西说你进去见法老对他说耶和华这样说容我的百姓去好侍奉我
May we have a short word of prayer
我们再有一点的祷告
Dear Lord, we want to thank thee for thy presence with us
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，你与我们同在。
We pray that thou will give us the right attitude towards thyself.
我们求你给我们一个向着你准确的态度。
That we may remove our shoes before we are standing on holy ground.
我们要脱去我们的鞋子，因为我们站的乃是圣地。
Dear Lord, as we gathered here,
亲爱的主，当我们聚在这里的时候
，We look to thee to see what thou hast to say to us.
我们仰望你，叫我们看到你要我们所知道的。
Speak, thy servants heareth.
请说，仆人们静听。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
I believe by now you know what our theme is.
我相信你们已经知道这次的主题是什么。
Serving God's purpose.
服侍神的旨意。
I was asked to give a general background.
弟兄们叫我来把一个整个的背景讲一下。
Our brothers will show us all these high points.
弟兄们把这很多的重点都讲了出来。
But I'm going to give you the foundation.
我是跟大家讲基本的话。
There is nothing nobler, higher than serving God's purpose.
没有比侍奉神的旨意更崇高、更尊贵。
Suppose someone who is high up asks you for a dinner.
或者有人请你去一个晚餐。
Now, what will be your reaction?
你的反应应该是怎样呢？
Of course, you will prepare yourself for that dinner.
当然，你为了这个晚餐，你要自己预备好。
And you will go there earlier.
你会早一点到。
In order to wait upon your friend.
因为你在那里要先来等你这位崇高的朋友。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
we are invited this morning to dine with our Lord Jesus.
今天早上我们被邀请与我们的主耶稣基督一同坐席。
I believe that in our hearts, we are full of gratitude.
我相信在我们的心中充满了感谢。
Who are we that we should be invited to his table?
我们是谁？他竟然邀请我们与他一同坐席。
How can we be prepared for that dinner?
我们怎么样预备好来到这个晚餐？
And this is the attitude that we come together this morning.
这是今天早上我们聚在一起应该有的态度。
There is nothing nobler, higher than serving God's purpose.
没有比侍奉神的旨意更高、更尊贵。
And it is our responsibility.
这是我们的责任。
It is our calling.
这是我们的呼召。
We are called to serve God's purpose.
我们蒙召是要来服侍神的旨意。
I remember back in 1930.
我记得1930年的时候。
That was when I was saved.
我那个时候刚蒙恩。
And during that time,
在那个时候，
it seems that nobody understands what service really is.
好像没有人能够知道什么是服侍真正的意义。
Usually, after a week of revival meetings,
一般来讲，当经过一个星期的奋兴会之后，
the last day will be on consecration.
最后一天晚上是讲到奉献。
So a large map of China was hung on the wall.
讲台上挂了一个巨大中国的地图。
And the preacher began to preach.
传道人就开始讲了。
He told us that God has saved us through his son, Jesus Christ.
他告诉我们神借着他的儿子耶稣基督拯救了我们。
How are we going to express our gratitude to him?
我们向他如何表示我们的感激呢？
If you are a man, you become a preacher.
如果你是一个弟兄，你要成为一个传道人。
If you are a woman, you become a Bible woman.
如果你是一个姊妹，你要变成一个女传道。
In other words,
换一句话说，
his calling for consecration,
他在那里呼召人来奉献，
is limited only to those who will spend their whole life serving the Lord.
他只是限于那些全时间一生服侍主的人。
Now I was just 15 years old.
我那个时候只有15岁。
I was just newly saved.
我刚刚得救。
My heart was warm.
我心里面火热。
So when the preacher said,
当传道人这样讲的时候，
You may choose where do you want to serve God.
你可以选择你愿意去哪里服侍神。
Here is the Chinese map.
这里有一幅中国的地图。
You can come up to the platform.
你可以跑到讲台上。
Point your finger on the place where you will go.
你用指头来指向你要去的地方。
Now you think of that.
你想一想。
I'm only 15 years old.
我只有15岁。
I was newly saved.
我刚刚得救。
My heart was warm.
我心里面火热。
So I told myself.
所以我对自己说。
I have to go to the furthest part in China.
我要走到中国最偏远的地方。
To serve God.
去服侍主。
To prove my love for him.
在那里表现我对他的爱。
So as a young man,
作为一个年轻人，
I march up to the platform.
我就跑到讲台上。
And I point my finger.
我就把我的指头
as I will, you will all guess.
你们想一想。
I point my finger at Mongolia.
我的指头就指向蒙古。
Because at that time, we consider Mongolia as the furthest place.
因为那个时候我们认为蒙古是最遥远的地方。
And I meant it.
我实在是这样想。
Because after I made that decision,
当我做过这样的决定之后，
it was my last year in high school.
那是我高中最后一年。
I spent a year trying to find everything about Mongolia.
我那一年去收集过所有关于蒙古的材料。
And I set my heart to go to Mongolia.
我定义要去蒙古。
After I finished high school,
当我高中毕业的时候，
I didn't want to go to college.
我不愿意进大学。
I thought it was a waste of 4 years.
我觉得那是浪费四年的光阴。
I chose my Bible school.
我要选择一个圣经的学校。
I will go to Bible school and prepare myself for going to Mongolia.
我要去圣经学校预备我自己去蒙古传道。
But to my surprise,
但是很稀奇的，
my father did not agree.
我父亲不批准。
Now my father was a pastor.
我父亲是一个牧师。
And he loved the Lord.
他实在爱主。
I thought he would be very glad.
我以为他一定很高兴。
But he said no.
他说不。
You go to college.
你要进大学。
And after you finish college,
当你读完大学以后，
I will send you to America to study theology.
我要把你送到美国去念神学院。
I was so disappointed.
我是何等的失望。
But thank God for disappointment.
感谢神他这样定义。
Because his way is not our way.
因为他的道路非同我们的道路。
I want to serve God in my way.
我要用我的方法来侍奉神。
But God said he wants him to be served in his way.
但是神要我们按照他的旨意来侍奉神。
And thank God.
感谢神。
During my college years,
当我念大学的时候，
the Lord began to open my eyes.
神开始开我的眼睛。
And here I am.
我今天就能够站在这里。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we are serving God.
我们服侍神。
There is nothing nobler than that.
没有比这个更尊贵的。
And this is a call, not just to a few.
这个呼召不是只临到少数人。
This is a call to all who are saved by His grace.
这个呼召是对每一个蒙他恩典拯救的人。
You remember in the Old Testament time,
你记得在旧约的时候，
when God sent Moses to Egypt,
当神在埃及召摩西的时候，
He sent him to Egypt to say to Pharaoh,
他叫摩西去埃及的法老那里，
Say, let my people go that they may serve me.
容我的百姓去好侍奉我。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
Do you know why you are saved?
你知道你为什么得救呢？
Is it because you're better than anybody else?
是不是你比别人好呢？
Is it because there are some good points in you?
是不是在你里面有一些的优点呢？
Not at all.
不是。
We are all the greatest of sinners.
我们都是罪人里面的罪魁。
And we are all saved by grace.
我们都是因着恩典而得救的。
But why did God save you?
为什么神拯救你？
Just because he wants to fill up heaven.
只是叫你能够进到永生吗？
No.
不是。
He saved us for a reason.
他拯救我们是为着一个目的。
And if you read your Bible carefully,
如果你仔细读你的圣经，
you will find what is that reason.
你会找到那个原因。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this morning I would like to give you a general background.
今天我愿意给你一个普遍的、全面的一个背景。
Probably a number of you have already known it.
我相信你们许多人已经知道了。
But when we read the Bible, it is not just you read it once, you know it, and that's it.
不是说你把圣经读一遍，你知道了就完了。
You read the Bible your whole life.
你是一生来读这本圣经。
So we need to go back to the Word of God.
我们需要回到神话的里面。
And see something very, very basic.
我们看到一些很基本、最基本的教导。
Have you ever thought of this?
你有没有这样想过？
Why did God make man?
神为什么造人？
We know that in the first creation.
我们知道在头一次的创造里面。
There was no man.
那里没有人。
Because during the first creation,
因为在头一次的创造当中，
the highest created were angels.
最高的被造乃是天使。
There was no man in sight.
在那里没有人。
Then why is it during the second creation?
为什么在第二次的创造里面，
God began to create man.
神开始造人。
I suppose you know.
我知道你们应该知道。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
创世纪第一章第一节。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
起初神创造天地。
That is the beginning of the universe.
这是宇宙的起源。
But we know that.
我们知道。
If God created,
如果神创造的，
He will not create it half done or nearly done.
他不会造的只是一半，不完全。
When He created, it's complete.
当他创造的时候，那是完整的。
So Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
创世纪第一章第一节，起初神创造天地。
The heavens and the earth were created.
天地是被造的。
Because he only need to speak a word and it was done.
他只要说一句话，事就成就。
So we find that in the first creation.
所以我们发现在头一次的被造。
The highest created were angels.
最高的被造乃是天使。
And from the beginning,
从一开始，
you find everything was rosy.
你看到每一件事情都是那样的美丽。
The angels were worshiping and serving God.
天使在那里敬拜侍奉神。
And according to the Bible,
根据圣经里面说的，
we find of all the angels created,
我们看到一切被造的天使，
the highest was Lucifer.
最高的乃是路斯佛。
The bright morning star.
那是明亮之星。
And if you read Ezekiel chapter 28,
如果你读以西结二十八章的时候，
you find a description of Lucifer.
你看到那里对于路斯佛的形容。
Even though Ezekiel used the king of Tyre as a type,
虽然以西结用推罗王作为一个预表，
but nobody, not even any king, can fit in with the description.
其实没有任何一个王能够像形容里面的那个光景。
Because there you find it is described of an archangel.
因为在那里是形容着这位天使长。
He is Lucifer, the bright and shining star.
他是那个明亮的之星。
He was created almost perfect.
他被造几乎是完全的。
He was full of gifts.
他满有恩赐。
And he was anointed.
他是被高的基路伯。
And he led, as it were, all the angels in worshiping God.
他带着所有的天使向神敬拜。
In the beginning, he did well.
一开头他做得很好。
But gradually,
但是渐渐的
because of his many traffic,
因着一些的这样的
he began to think of himself.
他就开始在那里想到他自己。
He wanted more than being an angel.
他要超越天使的地位。
He wanted to be equal with God.
他要与神同等。
And you find in Isaiah chapter 14.
你发现在以赛亚十四章里面告诉我们。
There is a description.
在那里有一个这样的形容。
How five times he said, I will.I will, I will.
那里五次他说我要我要我要。
In other words, he is thinking of himself.
他在那里就一直想他自己。
He looked at himself.
他看他自己。
He saw his own beauty.
他看到他自己的美丽。
He saw his own gifts.
他看到他的恩赐。
And he was not satisfied with what God had provided.
他不以神给他的一切为满足。
He wants to be equal with God.
他要与至上者同等。
To put it more specifically,
具体的来说
，He wanted to take the place of the Son of God.
他要取了神儿子的地位。
And because of this,
因此这样的缘故
，God dismissed him.
神就把他赶出去。
And that was why.In Genesis chapter 1 verse 2.
这就是为什么创世纪第一章第二节的光景。
And the earth became void and ruined.
地是空虚混沌。
And it was filled with water.
是渊面黑暗。
We do not know how long this continued on.
我们不知道这么延续了多久。
We know it is what we will call the Ice Age.
我们知道这称为冰川时代。
But did God give up what he had in mind?
但神有没有放下他的心意呢？
No.
没有。
Whenever God made up his mind, he will do it.
当神定了他的旨意，他一定要完成。
So no matter after the failure of the archangel,
不管是天使长的失败
，We do not know how long afterwards.
我们不知道经过多少年日
，But we do know that God began to restore the earth to be habitable.
我们知道神恢复了这块地成为可居住的。
So from Genesis chapter 1 verse 2 onward.
所以从创世纪第一章二节开始
，It is not the first creation.
那不是头一次的创造。
It is God restoring the earth to be habitable.
是神恢复这块地成为可居住的。
And at the last, the sixth day,
在最末了的第六天
He began to make man.
他在那里造人。
Now man was made very special.
神特别创造的
because man was made in God's image after his likeness.
因为人是照着神的形象、神的样式来造的。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Do you know why God made you in such glorious way?
你知不知道为什么神是用这么荣耀的方法来造你呢？
There is nothing in the universe that is made after God's image.
在宇宙里面没有任何的被造是照着神的样式造的。
Even though the angels are higher than man.
虽然天使比人高一点。
The angels are more intelligent than man.
天使比人更有智慧。
And yet, only man was made in a special way.
只有人是这样特殊的被造。
It is in his image.
是照着他的形象。
And the image points to the inward.
这是讲到他内在。
So far as the inward is concerned.
讲到他的内在。
He has the love of God within him.
他里面有神的爱。
And he is made differently.
他是特殊被造的。
Now, why did God should make man in such a way?
为什么神造人是这样造的呢？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
as we look at the world today,
今天我们看看这个世界，
how far away has the idea of man today from what God has made him originally?
今天人的光景跟神起初造人的光景是那么大的不同。
God made man according to his own image, after his own likeness.
神造人是照着他的形象，按着他的样式造的。
But why did God make man in such special way?
但神为什么用这么特殊的来造人呢？
Because God has a purpose.
因为神有一个旨意。
We know that God is the greatest will in the universe.
我们知道神是宇宙当中最大的那一个旨意。
Even before the foundation of the world.
在创世以前。
Even before he created anything.
他在没有造任何东西以前。
God set a will.In himself.
神在他里面就定下一个旨意。
According to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 8.
根据以弗所书第一章第八节。
That even before the foundation of the world.
就是在创世以前。
God made a will according to his good pleasure.
他是照着他所预定的美意。
God is the supreme will in the universe.
神是宇宙当中最超越的旨意。
And before he created anything,
当他创造万物之前，
he first set a will.
他首先定了一个旨意。
And this will is according to his good pleasure.
这个是根据他自己所喜悦的美意。
Because this is what he likes.
因为这是他喜悦的。
He has no advisor.
他没有其他的顾问。
He decides all by himself.
他是自己定义的。
And he set a supreme will.
他定了一个这样最美的旨意。
And after he has set that supreme will,
当他定了这个最高的旨意，
then he began to do something.
他就开始他的工作。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
so you see how important that will is.
你看到那个旨意是多么的重要。
And that will governs all his creation.
这个旨意就给了他所有的被造。
And that the same will governs every believer.
而且这一个旨意管理了万有，也管理了一切信主的人。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
it is extremely important.
这实在是特别的重要。
That you know what God's will is for you.
你要知道神在你身上的旨意。
What God is for you, us mankind.
神在人类身上的旨意。
Because that explains everything.
因为这个就能够解释所有的事情。
If we live in this world,
如果我们住在地上，
and yet we do not know what supreme will is,
我们不知道神那最高的旨意，
then our life on earth is in vain.
我们在地上的日子就会空虚。
No matter what you have done in the world,
不管你在世上做过什么事情，
what accomplished you have accomplished,
你成就了多少的事业。
But all these are nothing.
但这些都是无用。
In comparison with the will of God.
与神的旨意相比。
If we live outside of God's will.
如果我们活在神旨意以外。
It is a life wasted.
这是浪费了我们的人生。
Only if you live within God's will,
只有当你住在神旨意的里面，
then your life is worthwhile,
那你的人生才有意义。
So the question is,
问题乃在于，
What is God's supreme will?
神那至高的旨意是什么呢？
And if we will turn to Ephesians chapter 1,
当我们翻到以弗所第一章，
Ephesians chapter 1,
以弗所书第一章，
We will read verse from verse 8,
我们由第八节开始。
Having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, for the administration of the fullness of times, to head up or sum up all things in the Christ, the things in the heavens and the things upon the earth.
第九、第十节都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上、地上一切所有的，都在基督里面同归于一。
So that is the supreme will.
这是神至高的旨意。
That is the will of God for each and every one of us.
这是神对于我们每个人身上定的旨意。
It doesn't matter what profession you are involved in.
不管你是做哪一方面的专业。
This is what man is meant to be.
这是人被造的意义。
This is what man is to do God's will.
就是人要活出神的旨意。
Now what is that supreme will?
那一个至高的旨意是什么？
God wants everything in the universe.
神要在宇宙里面的万物，
Whether it is in the heavens or the earth,
不管是天上的、地上的，
Even under the earth,
就算在地底下的，
God wants to sum up all things in Christ.
神要这一切都在基督里面同归于一，给总合在基督里面。
In other words,
换句话说，
Everything in the universe,
在宇宙里面的每一件事情，
Whether it is things in the heavens or upon the earth or underneath the earth,
不管是天上的、地上的、地底下的，
Everything will speak of Christ.
每一件都在那里说出基督。
Everything will express Christ Jesus.
每一件都在那里彰显耶稣基督。
Everything will bring glory to Christ.
每一件都把荣耀归给神。
And this is the supreme will of God for all of us.
这是神在我们每个人身上定下至高的旨意。
In other words,
换句话说，
God wants to sum you up in Christ Jesus.
神要在基督里面把你总结起来。
That in your whole life,
在你整个的人生当中，
In every aspect of your life,
在你人生里面的每一方面，
It will express Christ.
都在那里彰显基督。
It will glorify Christ.
都在那里荣耀基督。
And that is God's purpose.
这是神的旨意。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
No man is to live for himself or herself.
没有一个人要为他自己而活。
If he should, then his life is wasted.
如果他是为自己而活，他人生就是这样浪费了。
You may have any profession you have.
你可能有任何的职业。
But in spite of all professions,
不管你是做哪一行哪一业，
Your life on earth is to glorify Christ.
你在地上的生活是为了荣耀基督。
Your life on earth is to express Christ.
你在地上的生活是为了彰显基督。
This is the supreme purpose of God.
这是神所定下的旨意。
Now, in order to understand that,
为了我们能够明白
I think the Bible has another illustration.
圣经还有另外一种的讲解。
We can find it in Romans.
我们可以翻到罗马书里面。
In Romans chapter 13.
罗马书第十三章。
We will read from verse 9 and from verse 10.
罗马书十三章第九、第十节。
Here you find in verse 9 the commandments of God.
第九节讲到神的诫命。
For thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lust. And if there be any other commandment, it is summed up in this word, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love works no ill to his neighbor. Love, therefore, is the whole law.
第九节，像那不可奸淫、不可杀人、不可偷盗、不可贪爱，或有别的诫命，都包在爱人如己这一句话之内。爱是不加害于人的，所以爱就完全了律法。
So here you find love sum up all the commandments of God.
这里说爱就完全了，或者是总结了一切的律法。
Whatever commandment it may be,
不管是任何的诫命，
if there is love, you fulfill that commandment.
如果里面有爱，你就能够满足这个诫命。
If there is no love,
如果没有爱的话，
even if you keep these commandments,
虽然你守了这些的律法，
it is nothing before God.
你在神面前根本不蒙纪念。
You remember the story of that rich young man.
你记得那个年轻的妇人。
How one day he ran towards the Lord Jesus.
一天他跑到主的跟前。
He was so anxious in his heart.
他心中是那样的迫切。
He does not mind the multitudes there.
哦，他实在是在那里跟其他的世人众人不一样。
So he ran to the Lord and knelt before him.
所以他不管那么多人，他就一直跑到主的跟前，跪在主的跟前说。
He said, "Good master."
他说，良善的夫子。
What should I do to inherit life?
我当做什么事才可以承受永生？
And the Lord looked at him.
主看着他。
And said, "Keep the commandments."
你要遵守一切的诫命。
And the young man said, "What commandment?"
年轻人说是哪一项的诫命呢？
And the Lord repeat the second table of the commandment.
所以主在那里就重复了第二块石板上面的诫命。
Because we remember, we know that the first tablet is four commandments.
因为头一块的石板上是四条的十诫。
It concerns our responsibility before God.
是讲到我们在神面前我们的责任。
And the second table is six commandments.
因为第二块石板上是六条的诫命。
And that is concerning the relationship with man and man.
是讲到人与人当中的关系。
So the Lord just mentioned the relationship with man to that young man.
所以主就是提了人与人当中的那六条的诫命告诉这个年轻人。
Because if you cannot fulfill what is towards man, how can you fulfill anything towards God.
如果你连人当中的要求你都活不出来，你怎么能够活在神的面前呢？
And hear what the young man said.
这个年轻人这样说。
The young man said, I have kept these from my young youth.
说夫子，这一切我从小都遵守了。
The Lord looked at him and loved him.
主看着他就爱他。
You will love a young man like that.
你也会喜欢这样的年轻人。
And the Lord said,
主说,
There is only one thing you lack.
说你还缺少一件。
Go, sell all that you have.
去变卖你所有的。
Give to the poor.
分给穷人。
And that you come and follow me.
你还要来跟从我。
But the young man couldn't do that.
但是那个年轻人做不到。
Because he was very rich.
因为他实在是非钱财很多。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
if we cannot love our neighbor,
如果我们不能够爱我们的邻舍,
how can we love God?
我们怎么能够爱神呢?
So here you'll find,
所以在这里你看到,
love sum up all laws.
爱总结了一切的诫命。
If there is love,
如果那里有爱,
you will automatically keep all these laws.
你就会很自然地守这些的诫命。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
so far as God's purpose for us is concerned,
当我们讲到神对我们的旨意的时候,
He wants us to express His beloved Son.
他要我们能够把他的爱子彰显出来。
That in every aspect of our life,
在我们生活的每一个方面,
Christ may be seen.
叫基督能够在我们身上被看见。
We may be hidden, but He may be seen.
我们要隐藏,但是他要被看见。
This is the supreme purpose of God towards you and me.
这是神在你我身上那个最高的旨意。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
this is the reason for our time together.
这是为什么我们这一次要这样的聚集。
We gather together just for one purpose.
我们聚在一起就是为了这一个的目的。
No matter what we have said,
不管我们讲什么,
the supreme thing is,
最至高的旨意,
that Christ may be seen in our lives,
将基督在我们的生命上给彰显出来,
that everything in us will give glory to Christ Jesus,
让一切都那里把荣耀归给耶稣基督,
it will be an expression of Christ,
这是基督的彰显,
not our expression,
不是我们的彰显,
so this is the supreme purpose of God towards man,
这是神在人身上定的最高的旨意。
God willing, tomorrow and day after tomorrow we will see how can we express Christ in our life.
主若愿意，明天还有后天，我们要看神如何的让他的旨意在我们身上彰显出来，彰显基督出来。
So, we do pray that after this conference,
我们是这样的祷告，叫我们经过这次的特会，
we can truly say it is no longer I but Christ who lives in me.
我们真是能够说不再是我，乃是基督在我身上活着。
And then the supreme will of God concerning us men is fulfilled.
那样神在人身上定下的旨意就能够完全的完成。
Shall we pray?
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, as we wait upon thee,
亲爱的主，当我们等候在你跟前的时候，
we pray that thou will open our eyes.
我们求你开我们的眼睛。
That we may see most clearly.
我们能够看得那么的清楚。
What is thy will for us?
你在我们身上的旨意是什么？
Whoever we are, the will is one.
不管我们是谁，都有那一样的旨意。
That Christ may be all and in all to us.
让基督实在能够成为我们的一切。
That in everything in our life, it may be Christ being expressed.
在我们生命的里面，每一个点一滴都叫基督彰显出来。
So this morning we want to give ourselves over to Thee.
早上我们愿意把自己献给你。
We are made by Thee.
我们是你所造的。
We are saved by Thee.
我们是你所拯救的。
We are totally Thine.
我们完全是属于你的。
And we want to yield ourselves to Thee.
我们实在要把自己交给你，尊你为大。
Dear Lord, we want to be where You want us to be.
我们要你我们在的地方。
We want Christ be all and in all to us.
我们要基督实在成为我们的一切，又在一切之内。
We want to say with Apostle Paul.
我们就好像使徒保罗所说的。
For me to live is Christ.
我活着就是基督。
Oh dear Lord, may this be a reality to every one of us.
主啊，但愿对于我们每个人，这要成为实际。
That thy name may be glorified.
让你的名得着荣耀。
And thy return will be speed up.
要能够你快快的再来。
Dear Lord, we wait upon thee.
亲爱的主，我们等候在你的跟前。
May thy blessing be upon every one of us.
愿你赐福给我们每一个人。
Glorify your name.
荣耀你的名。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贝的名祷告。
Amen.